Welcome to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397 or send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
On tonight's show, Nodge. Nodge. And Nodge.
We're live.
It's alive.
Like from Frampton.
From Studio 43.2.
Frampton, man.
Yeah.
I was going with it.
Oh. Well, you don't usually, so I wasn't certain.
Go with it. Go with it. Run with it.
Ride that wave out. Roller
girl. Ride that song.
Roller girl.
Ride it.
I'm in the roller derby. Ugh. Did that hurt?
Don't make me take you down.
Elbow to the shoulder.
Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Oh, won't you please take me home? Yeah, yeah.
You have a striking resemblance to Axl Rose.
You have to do that sway thing back and forth and
that emaciated look.
That big, long.
Dina, you be Slash.
I don't have enough hair to be Slash.
Dina, you be Gash.
I got one.
Axe wound.
Sorry, you have to pay in gash here. Gash only.
Gash only.
Gash and carry. Buy hair.
Check into gash.
Would you mind getting that checked into, please?
You might want to check into that.
Especially that bloody gash.
Juicy.
Oh, my stomach is so full right now.
Because you're fat.
Oh.
Well, it's because you ate.
We did have quite a bit from the Leonas.
Das Leonas.
Ist gut.
That was our final, that was the Last Supper.
Oh,
that's what it
did
was.
Did somebody paint the picture?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm sitting directly to John's right.
No, you're sitting directly across from me.
Across from me.
Across.
And on his left at dinner, so I don't understand, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that where did Judas sit in the Last Supper?
It wasn't Judas, it was Mary Magdalene.
Oh, right. Apple.
Bible Talk.
Hi, welcome to Bible Talk.
Today we're going to read our favorite scriptures from the Bible.
I don't have a favorite.
I don't think among all of us we could even scrounge up a Bible.
Oh, John's got one.
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. St. Joseph's edition.
St. Joseph's edition?
It's a Catholic version. Like King James is the non-Catholic, the Protestants, if you will.
Protestant. Did you get your protest checked?
Yeah. Actually, you know, I didn't expect it this year. That this year's physical. I mean, it's always nice when my hot doctor, Dr. Lake Maker.
Does he make lakes?
He's a maker of lakes.
Lake Maker.
Make me a lake. It's always nice when he fingers my butthole. But I didn't expect it this year because, you know, he told I had it done when I was 32. And he said, you don't need this again until you're 40. And it was sort of said in a way that I don't want to do this again until you're 40.
I've seen your butthole. I can't blame him.
You've seen my butthole?
John, do you remember the times when you would masturbate and accidentally leave the door open and you'd be kneeling like altar boy style in front of the television in your room?
Oh, God. I'm blind. I'm a visual learner. Oh.
Well, be careful because you can catch visual aids. More than once, I was like, I'm just going to close. And they pulled the door
That would be when I went did a quick, like, oh.
Right.
Look behind me.
His 13-inch television was showing porn.
You know, the price I paid for that 13 inches, that's the best money ever.
You know what's funny is that he had that position, apparently, for watching porn, and he was stark naked. But when he was clothed in that same position, he was listening to sad music by Celine Dion and Dionne Warwick.
That was the old routine. Whenever a boy would break up with me, I would turn up Celine
Every
Dion.
Every Thursday.
Must be Thursday.
That's my girl day. I would turn up the Celine Dion or the Dionne Warwick.
Why do you have to be a heartbreaker? Yeah, he'd start crying and it was awful.
Weeping in front of my stereo that was on a bad, like,
baker's rack.
Chrome baker's rack.
Those metal were the on metal. Days.
Yeah, that's going wild shit.
That's going wild shit.
Well, I went and saw the doctor last week.
Oh, what kind of doctor? Your regular
my
doctor?
My regular. My big gay doctor.
Oh.
He's a good doctor, and I like him, and he's, you know, I feel like I could walk in with any kind of butthole issue or whatever. But he's always in a hurry. He's
I'm just, bleeding you from gotta, one like, of my
you gotta
folds.
You got to catch him. Right. My ex wound is dripping blood. So he's just always in a hurry. So he's in, and he's like... And you have to catch him. If you have a question or you want to actually have him explain something, you got to catch him before he leaves the room, because then it's all over and you don't see him again. But I had to go. I think I left this out when we were talking about my trip to Vegas. I actually sustained a pretty severe injury while I was down to the Caesar's Palace.
On your willy?
No, no. On my on my thumb. No, God, no. That
right thumb or left thumb?
You'd be out for the whole season.
My left thumb. Ooh. Which is my masturbation hand, so...
Wasn't that a movie with Daniel Day-Lewis? My Left Thumb?
My Masturbation Hand.
So, no, I was walking out of the casino, and I was going down the ramp, and I felt this sharp pain in my thumb, and I looked down, and there is blood everywhere.
Ew.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, it's not so bad. There's like a little fountain right there. So I like dip my hand in the fountain. Yeah, so I'm just, you know, washing my bloody
hand.
He's
at the Bellagio with all the dancing waters.
Can I just get my hand? Excuse me.
This show's in 8 minutes.
It'll filter by then.
So I wash it off, and the blood just keeps coming. And so I'm with a couple of people. And they're like, you know, you really should go inside and have somebody look at that. So I didn't want to cause a scene or anything like that. So I like walk up to the front desk, and I'm holding my hand down below the top of the desk so she can't actually see it, because it looks pretty bad. And I said, okay, I'm about to show you something that just happened to me.
Did she think outside. You were going to pull a gun out?
No.
Well, I would. Either that or your penis. I'm going to show you something.
And then she got a huge smile on her face.
I hope it's a gun.
As she called, she got a huge smile as she called security.
So I said, just do me a favor here. I'm about to show you something. I think I'm going to need some assistance, but do not cause a scene. Do not send 50 people over here. I want, do not want the entire casino to wonder what's going on over in the
you
corner.
You seriously don't see how this could sound like you were holding the joint up? I need you to not make a scene. I'm about to show you something.
Okay. No, you're right. You're right.
Continue, please. I'm sorry I interrupted.
So,
don't call the pit boss.
Whatever you do. So after I got her to pinky swear that she wasn't going to cause...
With your right hand, right, I hope.
With my right hand. Actually, at that point, I had blood on both of my hands. So then I lift up my hand, and my thumb is just like bleeding everywhere. So
it's
she
like a scene from MASH.
So she calls the security Gash. Guy over. And he, you know, he basically looks at it and goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he, like, hands me some Neosporin and a Band-Aid.
Snoopy.
He's, I think he's
round
paid
Band-Aids.
To, like, yeah.
Downplay the severity of the
right.
issue.
So I go into the bathroom, and I clean up and all of that. And, we got plans for the night. So we walk out, and as we're walking back out, I'm like, I want to go look at this railing. I honestly thought that I was just, like, bumped it somehow.
Because you were drunk,
because
right?
I was drunk. We had a big, there was like a event that went with our conference, and it was open bar, and we had been there for 4 hours. So I had a decent amount to drink. So we walk outside, and I'm expecting to find nothing but a railing that's got some blood on it where I kind of, you know, hit it the wrong way. No, this railing had one of the poles was completely like busted off and had this huge, jagged metal, like...
Were there like strips of cloth where people had right. ripped themselves?
There was actually a man passed out and he had bled out everywhere.
Oh, dear.
And they just, you know, people were stepping over him.
And strangely enough, he had a little round Band-Aid on him.
And he stuck out like a sore thumb.
He smelled of Neosporin.
How long has this guy been there? So they were actually out taking pictures of the railing, and it was indeed broke. It was not that I was drunk, although I may have seen it had I been a little more of my, you know,
alert.
The world needs more of them. I'm sorry.
Be
and
alert.
Where's?
Did I steal your chunder?
No, you sure didn't.
So it doesn't look too bad. It actually sliced through. It cut through the nail and all the way down, like back to where the cuticle is, and So I had to go to the doctor because I'm hoping to at least get like a free weekend and some Celine Dion tickets, you know, just a little something to make up for.
From Caesars, not his doctor.
Why do you have to be right. Heartbreaker?
So
what's that Celine Dion Warwick?
Yes. It's like one of those puzzles on Wheel of Fortune. Same Celine name.
Celine Dion Warwick.
Before and after.
So are you all better now?
I will be. What's going to happen here is because there's a cut that goes all the way through is that as my nail grows, it will push this little chunk out. And he said there is a chance because it cuts so far into the, like, I forget what he called it, but that when it grows out, there might be like a little line or some kind of, he said deformity.
You're going to be like one of those kids that's their mom sewed through their thumbnails.
My mom sewed through her own thumbnails.
Oh, ow.
Mew,
and blech. It's permanent. She's got a ridge. She's got two very distinct sections.
I might have a line or something when it's all said done. But it looks much better now than it did before. You really can't tell unless you know to look.
But you know what? That just gives you one more thing for me to identify your body by when you're right. In a tragic accident.
All
like,
right, I need to see his ears.
his knees with the scars.
And his thumb.
His back. And his thumb.
Nobody will ever mistake me for someone else.
That's true.
Have you run a metal detector over him?
But we just have his torso. I know.
I know.
He was going to get the rods removed.
So that's my story. I'm all better, and
well,
I have.
That's good.
You know what? I want to read this letter to you now. I like English and writing and all that.
And he likes words, but he doesn't have any because he stepped away from his microphone. But he wrote a letter.
Is this from
Caesar's?
His
doctor's
So this
office.
Is the letter that the doctor wrote, and I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I was expecting something a little more
highfalutin,
eloquent, or you know, just, I don't know. Just listen to this. Justin was in to see me regarding a thumbnail/nail bed laceration sustained while visiting Las Vegas last week. I examined his thumb and feel that it looks fine. How do you feel about my thumb? The laceration across the nail is clean and without evidence of infection. The nail bed looks fine. I think this will heal nicely when the nail grows out completely. However, since there is some involvement of the growing margin, there might be some residual deformity of the new nail. Sincerely yours.
Justin looks fine.
Big gay doctor. Yeah.
I like boyfriends and kissing and cum.
I am 19 and I am from Illinois.
There you go.
So I don't know. I was expecting something a little more.
Well, fine twice in a one paragraph letter.
Well, I feel that it looks fine. It either looks fine in your medical opinion or it doesn't.
Mm. Agreed.
Okay. Enough.
Egregious.
Well, you know, did
and
I.
Kathy Lee.
Did I, speaking of hand bones and masturbation hands and all that, did I ever tell you about sesamoid bones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Completely?
Well, we don't know if we got the whole fucking story, do we?
Kneecaps, well, bones within a bone.
Okay, but I was going somewhere with that before we got derailed and had our accident. So, sesamoid bones, as I explained.
Are those in Gardetto's? You know, the little snack things.
No, those are sesame seeds.
On a sesamoid bone.
To all cow patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
Pickles, onions on a sesamoid bone. So anyway, I was actually going somewhere with this.
Dan, get off your knees.
Sesamoid bones appear in places where there's frequent use and frequent movement. When I had my accident about a month and a half ago.
Falling off your bike?
Falling off my bike. They took x-rays because I hurt this knuckle here, this my middle finger on my left hand. And so they had to take x-rays all over my body. And they took an x-ray of my entire hand. And I have a sesamoid bone in my left hand.
Masturbating.
And it happens to be between my forefinger, also known as my pointer finger.
Or index. Indices.
This is only one of the pointer fingers. One of them is dead and the other one is retired. And
I got a new attitude.
In between my thumb and my pointer finger, I have a sesamoid bone. And the only thing that I frequently use this hand for is masturbation.
Did you explain that to your doctor?
I should have a third.
I didn't.
Thumb by now. Forget the second. I should have like a couple extras. Today I've masturbated 3 times.
Only three?
No. Dina wears the most unusual gloves.
I was here by 3 o'clock.
Her left hand has a 9-digit glove.
10-digit dialing.
That's mandatory in an overlay area code.
Heard it. Mm-hmm. I live in the overlay area code, unfortunately.
I overlaid my area code once. Oh, your muscle relaxers, by the way. You can take the rest of them home.
Didn't work?
They were fine.
Okay. Did you
well,
ever feel
like...
Well,
that's what the letter says.
I feel that they were fine.
Were they fine?
No, they were. Between that and the Darvocet, I think I made it through.
Somehow I feel like the Darvocet probably played a larger role.
Why? Just because it's a controlled narcotic?
Maybe.
Not so much of a role as a bun.
A bear claw.
A sesamoid bun. It's going to be a running joke tonight, so get used to it, okay? You know, this is my...
Is your joke running? You better go catch it.
This is my last show recorded in this apartment.
It is.
Well, I mean, in the foreseeable future. And I did say foreseeable.
Foreseeable.
Foreseeable. That's a whole other language.
So,
how does that make you feel? Does it make you feel fine?
Oh, it makes...
Does it make you feel that you are fine?
I'm glad it's the last one, frankly. It's been an all-day affair.
It's been a long day. Well, not actually, it started kind of late, but
that's my fault.
Mm-hmm. It's not your fault. Mm-hmm. I was productive before we started, so I feel like I got full
it's
use of the
fault.
Day.
You got three in.
You got three in.
So you were productive as well.
I haven't masturbated since I woke up.
My goodness, how do you live with yourself?
I will be right back.
30 seconds later.
Hi, guys. Well,
welcome back. Okay.
Elapsed time podcasting.
Well, sorry, go ahead. I interrupted.
No.
I saw you hesitate to breathe.
Do you have a story?
Jesus.
Yeah?
Tell your story.
So I used to work with this woman in my office.
Oh,
when I first
you're
started.
John.
My name's John.
I'm Justin.
You're Justin.
And this hooker?
Es Dina.
Casa Latina.
Esta Dina.
How you say big booby?
Muchas tatas.
Grandes.
So I used to work in my office when I first got hired with this woman named Jackie.
Ooh, Jackie.
Now, I'm a fan of overweight black women. I don't know why, but
Because you're gay, first of all.
But first of all. You're gay.
And?
I think the overweight black women are sexy.
Do you want to fuck them?
Yeah, I think that they're sexy. Well, God! Dina, the straight girl, does not think overweight black women are sexy.
I just think that's such a very specific demographic to find sexy. But okay, do your thing.
They think I'm sexy too, though.
No women thinks you're sexy.
That's not true, Justin.
They think you're
do you think
charming.
I'm sexy?
I think you're sexy.
See,
I said
some
no women.
I am not a woman.
You are not a woman.
I have a cock. I'll show it to
in
you.
Your butthole.
So what about Jackie? Blackie Jackie.
So
it turns out.
Had some fun experiences with Jackie a couple of times. The first time, just a moment. We're
go ahead.
Pausing for station identification.
WGAY.
All gay, all the time.
So Jackie, I used to sit next to her in the office, and one day we had a bookcase between us. She threw her leg up on her bookcase and started rubbing lotion in to her skin because she was ashy. And I was looking at her, and she had not shaved her legs ever. It seemed
that's not uncommon.
No, it's not. I mean, as I found out, that there's a lot of black women that don't shave their legs because it doesn't show. You know, as pronounced as white women.
Pronounced. If you're a black woman, do you shave your legs? Skype us. Let us know.
Leave us a voicemail. Tell us what your name is, if you drink, what you drink, and do you shave your legs? So anyway, she threw her leg up onto the desk and or the bookcase, and she said, "You looking at my hair? My man like me hairy."
Oh, God.
And then this other time.
When she got fired?
I bake for the office. I used to bake a lot more than I do now. But I brought pies in. And this one time at band camp, this one time.
You stuck a counselor in your pussy?
Yes. I had one piece left over. I had one piece left over, and I said that she could have it. Well, she left for the day, and she left the pie there. And Dina's making Harry carry jokes at me right now because she thinks it's. Is it not at me?
It's not Harry. Just tell your story, please.
So she left the pie there, and the next day she called me. And said, John, you got my pie. Now, she lived in Zion, and I was working in Deerfield, which is about 30 miles, give or take. And she's like, John, you got my pie? And I said, no, Jackie, I threw your pie away because it had been sitting out all night. She's like, oh, man, you don't have my pie? And I said, no, I didn't save your pie because it went bad because it sat out all overnight. She got so mad because I didn't save her pie for her. Oh, my God. This is
how mad did she get?
You can't get the next or the past 4 minutes back. I'm sorry. Non-refundable. So, Justin bought a TiVo.
Oh, hey.
I'm so sorry. Those are the worst stories I've ever told.
No, they're not. That's the thing.
You got my pie?
They're right on par.
Did you see my pie?
The story.
My man like my pie, Harry.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Could we give that
a nudge? Nudge.
There are veins popping out of his head that I've never seen. Look at these.
John has, by the way, John has tears in his eyes.
I just thought those were so good.
Don't worry.
About that TiVo.
So, yes, I am ending my relationship with the Negativo.
That's pseudo TiVo.
That's the DVR that comes with the cable box that's a piece of shit. So the other day I got back from being in Vegas for a week, and so I had a full week's worth of programming, and I couldn't wait to watch my shows.
Well, because the new season's all started.
It's all the season premieres, and I just can't wait to sit down and watch it. And my Negativo starts like sputtering and pausing and
any
turning
sparks?
Off. No mm-hmm. sparks. But in the past, when that's done that, I've been able to turn it off and turn it back on, and it reboots, and then it plays at least better than it was. So I turn it off, and I let it sit, and I turn it back on, and it all, you know, lights up again, and everything comes on. Of course, I lose all my, you know, programming, the guide, which I only got about 2 days in advance anyway, so.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's awful. So I turn it on, and I'm like, okay, now I can watch my season premiere of Prison Break. Go into the DVR. No programs recorded. Go into the scheduling part. No programs scheduled to record. It wiped out everything. That was the last straw. I have had it. So got the new TiVo Series 3. And I just got to wait now for the cable company to come and put the little cards in it.
Because it'll be high-def TiVo without DirecTV.
High-def.
So I'm curious. Did you ever try taking the Negativo and standing it upright to see if it functioned better?
No, that is a good idea because I had a VCR.
I thought you did.
I had a VCR once that stopped working, but for some reason when I flipped it on its side, it worked just fine.
It was like a tower.
Most people like the desktop. I had the tower VCR.
Exactly. I remember asking it one time, why do you have... That's the only way it works. Don't touch it. Okay. It was like a Symphonic brand or something. It was like...
It was a Walmart fresh... special.
Onkyo.
Yes. And I believe at that point I had bought one of the... Oh, what's the name of the Walmart DVD players?
Tozai.
I went through like six of them before I finally bought like a real DVD player. It's right. What's that? Sansui.
Mm. We got white trash in the background. Yeah.
that's Dan. I think Dan has one of those DVD players.
Well, yeah. Dan has a fucking beautiful entertainment center wall unit and then like a little 13-inch TV inside.
Man after my own heart.
It's an awful lot of wall unit for that little TV.
Oh.
You don't need a lot of TV for a little television. Wait.
Are you talking about?
I meant for watching.
Why do you have a small TV? Oh, I don't watch it much.
That's what I was going for.
I have
for.
Blind in one eye, so I figure, hey, if it's small, it's okay.
To me, it's a 26-inch.
I have no depth perception.
I have double vision.
So that's a good topic, though. Now that fall TV has started, I believe our very first episode...
Our very first
what episode to TiVo. Was What to TiVo. So why don't we revisit that? The new TiVo, once it's up and running. Some of my favorites that I'm going to have season passed is...
Trademark.
Prison Break, of course.
I'm not a fan.
Love Prison Break. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Is it because you like Wentworth Miller?
Well, that is partially the reason, but I wouldn't watch a crappy show just for a hot guy.
Mm-mm.
At least not more than one or two episodes. Okay. I'd tune in for the hot guy, but I wouldn't keep watching.
Once I'd earned a sesamoid bone for it, I would stop watching.
If you give it 3 sesamoid bones up, then it'll record it in the future.
Oh, and it'll give you recommendations on similar sesamoid bone viewing programs.
Boing! Program.
What else do you have?
Project Runway, of course.
Of course, which is about to end.
It's about to end. Starting to get... Oh, Grey's Anatomy has started back up.
Love it.
I've forgotten.
You're watching Kidnapped. You're watching
Kidnapped,
Vanished.
The Office. Love The Office. Standoff. That's really good. You might like that one. Justice, which is also a new show.
Do you have any shows that have more than one word in the title? Like the new ones?
Nanny 911.
Oh, well, that's
I love Nanny 911.
Grey's Anatomy, that's two words.
Yeah.
I like Nanny 911 better than Super Nanny.
I'm
Super Tranny.
I'm going to go down to one. I'm still trying to figure out which one I want to keep.
I don't like Super Tranny.
Nip Tuck.
Love it.
Love Nip Tuck. New season.
I should get that on DVD and watch it.
Best season yet.
You should.
I've been saying that for a year now.
It's excellent.
Anything else that you watch?
House. I'm a big fan of House. CSI.
Get another one word.
If they got more than one
the
word,
original
I have a short attention span. I'm a fan of the original. The problem is I've seen every single Las Vegas episode, so I'll watch the other ones just to get my fix.
I see.
You've also been to Las Vegas, too.
I have. I have not been to Miami.
But you have been to New
York.
I have
been to New York.
Is there CSI New York also?
I can't wait until CSI Greensboro comes out.
Greensboro.
CSI Portland. CSI Macomb.
Yeah, CSI CSI Portland would be like busting, finding out who smoked what.
CSI Peoria. Who went down to the famous bar and passed out in the fitting rooms?
He drove one of the Caterpillar tractors off the Illinois River Bridge.
Well, and by the way, Famous Bar is Famous Bar no longer.
Ooh, what is it?
Is it now Macy's?
It is now Macy's.
Oh yeah. Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Federated Departments. Was it Federated Department stores or whatever? Yeah, they're taking over. Everything that was once.
Once they buy Walgreens and Starbucks, then I know the apocalypse is coming.
Do you know they're closing the Carson's down on State Street?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Dan is shaking his head in acknowledgement, though.
I'm actually a little sad about that. I liked that store. Not as much as Marshall Field's down
You're
on state.
You're not going to live here.
Yeah, that's right. I've sucked
the You have nothing
the marshmallow
Portland. What
dry.
Do they have in Portland?
The milkshake. That's all the we milkshake. Have.
They have independent
Columbia
stores.
Sportswear.
The Columbia store is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I need a fleece vest.
Right. I got the Kirk J uniform going. Love you, Kirk J.
By the way, congratulations to Kirk J. Kirk J is now an Iron Man.
Wow. That's not pussy.
Yeah, he just went through Iron Man, Wisconsin. I don't know if there's more than
Wisconia.
One or not. But he made it through. He is an official Iron Man. And I tell you what, that is grueling.
It took him like a year of training,
yeah,
didn't it?
He's been training forever. So congratulations to Kirk J. And Gina, because she had to live for a year through the training.
Yeah.
She's a big kid now.
Mommy, wow.
I'm a big kid now.
Journey pants.
You, in our last show, you had talked about going to camp, right?
Yeah. Journalism camp.
Journalism camp. Did you ever go to camp?
I did. One summer I went to 4-H camp.
Everything I learned about fonts I learned at journalism camp. So it's
you learned
not
to
all
hate
just
the Chicago font in print?
I did.
What about pica?
I learned about picas, pixels,
Ewoks,
layout. Now this was back when you did newspaper, at least when you did a small
the
high
blaze.
School newspaper. We called it the Limelight. And
God, that's gay.
Hello. I did the movie reviews. So we had to actually, like, you'd type up your articles and you'd figure out where they were going to go and you printed them out and then you had to cut it. And then we had this little waxing machine and you'd run the paper through the waxing machine and we'd put wax on the back. And then you actually laid it out on these big sheets of cardboard. Whereas now it's all done electronical. Mm-hmm. They just send it over the internet to YouTube and then it gets printed out or something.
To PornTube, pornotube.com.
So we learned how to do layouts and... You did, like, shadow effects and stuff. You had to do it all with these little screens.
So you did a lot of things and learned a lot of things that are no longer useful?
Exactly.
Okay.
Like most of my computer science
classes. I was going to say, by the next semester. Well, hell, they weren't current when you took those classes. They were already outdated.
Yeah.
Why did you ask about camp?
Oh, I just wondered. I went to camp. I went to 2 camps in one summer, and I just wondered.
Your mom really hated being around you.
Actually, it was excellent to get off the farm for a week at a time. And get away from it.
Did you ever go to Bible study?
Well, one of the camps I went to was Christian camp, and it included Bible study. And I was kind of outed as a Catholic. It was a Christian camp, not a Catholic camp. It was like
Catholics didn't have camps; they have charities.
The Knights of Columbus. but I was kind of outed as a Catholic in this sea of Protestantism, and it's because of the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, if you will.
Yeah, arts in heaven.
Yeah, because...
we've got movies, we've got paintings, sculptures.
The musicals are phenomenal.
Oh, that's what I hear.
It's one of the Sunday programs. Arts in heaven.
WTTW, channel 11.
You have to use special,
channel 7.
You have to use special glue to keep the macaroni up on the paper.
Oh, heaven. I bet.
But you get to spray paint it with the gold spray paint and make it look real pretty.
Did you ever take the Reader's Digest and turn it into an angel?
Oh, by folding the pages?
Yes. And then spray paint it gold? You know, a little styrofoam head on the top?
I never did that. I actually just folded the pages, painted it green, and made it into a Christmas tree. Much simpler. But I did take an Aunt Jemima bottle. No, I'm sorry. Mrs. Butterworth's bottle.
Oh, yes.
Spray painted. I painted one at work, too, and gave it out like it was an Oscar. Because her body is like a statuette. So that's what I did at work as a little incentive when there's no money to reward people. I created the Golden Butterworth Award. And so I painted her. And I would pass it on from person to person each month. And it really went over very well. People were proud to have the Butterworth.
Wasn't there some sort of controversy over it being racist?
Aunt Jemima.
Or,
yeah. Not Butterworth.
That's because Aunt Jemima used to wear a kerchief on her head.
You probably thought she was sexy because she was an overweight black woman. With some maple syrup.
Where is that syrup bottle?
After
John?
John, that's how you get those extra bones. We're having waffles in the morning. Make sure you come back.
Including that one little one.
Got a little one. Bing, ding.
No, they did. She had a kerchief. It was polka dotted or checkered, one of the two, and it was tied up in front like she was a maid, you know,
sure.
like Butterfly McQueen or something.
I don't know nothing about it.
What was it?
Birth and no babies.
Do you have butterflied pork chops? No, just Butterfly McQueen.
Related to Steve? No.
No.
No, some queen from Halstead. We butterflied them up and grilled them good.
Oh, well, you'd have to butterfly a queen from Halstead to get any meat to be visible.
Them bitches is skinny.
Heard it.
As a people, we are shrinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a wonder that Coldstone can stay in business up on Halstead, actually.
Yeah, people like Dan that refuse to be seen eating ice cream.
So it goes around the corner.
Or Chipotle, or Chicken Hut, for that matter.
Why do you refuse?
Oh,
I
because
heard the
someone...
story about market days and...
Someone might see him, and then they won't...
And they might recognize that you eat?
That brings up a good question,
if
though.
If they're at the Chicken Hut seeing you eat, guess what? They eat at the Chicken Hut.
There lights all windows around.
Oh. Jesus. But here, that brings up a very good question about gay culture.
Oxymoron.
We've got a couple gay cultures in my fridge, actually.
In the petri dishes.
Give me 10 minutes. You haven't masturbated since yesterday.
In the petri dishes.
That's a gay culture.
Why, as gay people, are we not okay with being seen in Cold Stone or Chicken Hut or the like, but we are okay with being in buttless leather chaps, shackled, and walking from one right. end of Halsted to the other?
I don't want my friends to see me at Steamworks. Oh, Steamworks is fine. Just not a Cold Stone.
Well, I, for one, have none of those hang-ups. I don't mind. I'll walk down Broadway with a big thing of toilet paper for all I care. And toilet paper in one hand and a Chipotle burrito in the other.
But that's one of my fat girl fears, is the 72-ounce Big Gulp.
I know a girl we call Super Big Gulp.
I will not be seen walking around with a big cup of Coke. I just don't want people to see me like that.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't really know that it's gay culture.
You don't use foreign toilets, though. I think that's bizarre.
Well, I've really barely been out of the country, so.
So, you know, speaking of being seen and all that, I don't know how this is speaking of, but so I was surfing the internets the other day.
Did you download it first?
I did.
Did you try Alt-P when you got it?
So have you ever run across a story in the news about...
I've run across stories.
No. Did I say across? Oops. I did it again.
Brittany.
So I came across the story about...
You encountered a story.
I encountered a story about a guy that I briefly had interaction with.
PBS.
And that's... No. And that's not a euphemism for a hookup. I mean, so... And actually, I think Dana was there. This one night we were out, and I think it was Pride or Market Age or something, and we met this little group of people, and it was this boy that I thought was really cute, and we started talking, and I think we ended up like making out in the bar, something really inappropriate. And he was there with his cousin and one of their other friends, and he ended up leaving to go give somebody a ride home or something, and we were going to go on a date, and we were going to get together, and then so he ended up abandoning his cousin who lived in the suburbs and was drunk off his ass and had nowhere to sleep. So I let his cousin stay. I wasn't even staying at my place. This was before I lived here. I was staying with a friend. And so I let him stay there. And then we ended up sleeping together. And then the original guy got really upset that I slept with his cousin anyway, the point is he's been arrested. I find this article where he's been arrested and thrown in jail for fraud, like for bad check writing and for leaving all this other, like fraud things. And I'm looking, and oh, the boy does not look, he's looked better. He looks like a little Cook County jail has gotten to him,
oh,
I think.
Nolte kind of mugshot.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like he's like,
could you see the boobs tattooed onto his back yet?
So... That's really all there is to it. But it was just weird because I knew the guy and I've sucked face with this guy at Roscoe's. Mm-hmm. Now he's doing 5 to 10.
I know someone on the
if he's lucky.
Sex offender registry, so I understand what you mean.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really creepy when you're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, you mm-hmm. used to know where I lived. That's scary.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had not really dated but was sort of seeing someone who was on the registry. They weren't seeing each other after that.
I should hope not.
Those people on that registry don't deserve to have any human contact
whatsoever. Right. I don't care if they paid their debt to society. They will keep paying and paying
as
until
long
the
as
day
their
they
images
die.
Are on the internet.
Ooh,
no, but you can delete things off the internet and it'll never be seen again. Right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right.
Totally.
Totally.
Yeah, I did.
So I went to two camps this one summer.
God.
No, I'm not going to subject you to more stories because I've already had my bad story quotient for the day.
Quotient?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or quota.
Well, you guys have had the quotient. I've had the quota.
All right. So, I think we can wrap this one up.
We should.
So next week, John, you'll be joining us from far, far away.
Via satellite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have some advanced technology in place that's going to ensure that you are with us as if you were in the same room.
Satellites?
Satellites and internets and remote controls.
Oh, my.
And robots.
I just want to say that Justin said something to me tonight, in all seriousness, that was pretty fucking funny. He looked at me as he was talking on his cell phone to Dan, and we were about to go to dinner, and he's like, this is cordless. We can go.
I felt like we were standing around waiting for me to finish my phone call.
Cordless cell phone?
My cell phone is cordless.
They can do that?
All right, bitches. You can use your cordless cell phone to leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397.
Or leave us a voicemail or email.
It's two episodes in a row, people. Two in a row.
Send us an email at 773 rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
And Justin and I are available on the AIM. More me than Justin, but you got to catch us during the right hours. DTWF Justin and DTWF Dina.
Which also happens to be our MySpace name. So make us your friend if you're not creepy.
And don't forget our Frapper map.
Frapper.
Map.
All right, kids, we will see you next week, and you stay safe out there, okay?
I'll see you from Portland.
Bye.
Bye.